The Department of Commerce and the Department of Education jointly released a report to Congress today that forecasts a shortage in the number of people pursuing and obtaining careers in fishery science. The report comes a year after the reauthorization of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which calls for an increase in scientists who have experience in fish population dynamics and stock assessments. For member station KBBI, Emily Schwing reports.
As part of the Magnuson-Stevens Reauthorization Act, Congress requested an examination of the availability of scientists trained to conduct high-quality research regarding fish stocks in the United States. Steve Morosky is the chief science advisor for NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service.
They asked for this report to understand if, in fact, there were bottlenecks in the production of fishery science information that was important for managing fisheries.
And the report did indeed find bottlenecks.
The report indicates that we're only producing about half of the graduates we actually need in order to sustain this occupation. And it looks like the educational institutions of the United States are behind the supply curve, as it were, for fishery stock assessments.
According to the report, only about 160 fishery stock assessment scientists will have graduated from U.S. institutions in the next decade. But there's a demand for anywhere between 180 and 340 marine scientists nationally in the next 10 years. The report examines the demand for marine scientists at NOAA and elsewhere, including regional fisheries commissions, state agencies, and other organizations. Jim Berkson is a professor at Virginia Tech. He's also a fishery scientist with NOAA. He says there are a number of reasons for the shortage of scientists.
Number one, there's an insufficient number of faculty in the discipline, and that means there are not enough courses being offered and not enough supervision and research opportunities available to graduate students. Secondly, there's an insufficient number of graduate students in the discipline, and that's primarily because funding is limited, as are students interested in the field.
Berkson adds that early education also plays a role in the lack of marine scientists.
What we're seeing is a national trend, first of all, a decreasing quality of quantitative undergraduate education. This has been reported by the National Research Council, the National Science Foundation. It's a national trend that basically the students aren't getting as strong a math background.
In the report, there are 9 core courses that make up the curriculum recommended for universities. Many of those courses are already offered in Alaska, and Morosky says the University of Alaska Fairbanks is at the head of the pack when it comes to training NOAA's future marine scientists.
University of Alaska Fairbanks has a number of field operations. They have the campus down in southeast Alaska, and they have a number of faculty, and they have what we would consider a critical mass. They teach a substantial portion of the core. There are many relationships that we've identified with UAF, and we get a lot of our graduate students, particularly in the region there, from that school, that series of schools.
Berkson adds that more funding to train students in marine scientists could become available.
Now, fortunately, the president's 2009 budget includes a request for an additional $1 million in graduate fellowships. So that will help with that one component, the graduate component.
That $1 million would be added to an already existing $200,000 that funds a cooperative fellowship between NOAA and the Sea Grant program. But Berkson says the problem won't be solved by only increasing funding.
We have to have the faculty in place to teach the classes and supervise the graduate students. That's not a trivial task. And then we have to have the undergraduates interested in going into graduate school to fill those places, because right now, if we did ramp up the fellowship program to that extent, we don't have enough students ready and interested to go in and fill those positions.
NOAA's Marine Fishery Service is the leading employer of stock assessment and fishery scientists, and according to the report, filling those positions will only become more difficult as older scientists begin to retire. In Homer, I'm Emily Schwing.